Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 69, Microsoft Certification State of the Union. Here we go. Today my guest is Gary Eimerman. How you doing, Gary?
Doing real well. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, no, thank you. My show is mostly about the guests and less about me, and it's only as good as the guests I have. So, Gary, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your professional responsibilities at TrainSignal?
Yeah, so I've been involved with TrainSignal for quite a few years now. My current role is the Director of Product Development, which really means that I'm focused on what kind of training we are developing, how it's getting out to the user, and really interacting with the community to make sure that we're giving it all of our users exactly what they're looking for. It's really fun because I'm really passionate about education, and so I really get to focus on an area that I think we all know and need as an IT professional, which is that constant evolution of technology.
Oh, it's a moving target. In my own professional experience, right, even working for a company like Veeam, I still have to go through a lot of the same training rigmarole and certification paths as well, because a lot of times companies like Veeam, we have Microsoft partnership requirements. And so a lot of times the same competency tracks you'll see, like, you know, if I'm a IT pro looking for a new job, I might go the, you know, certification route. Those same tracks also apply to people that work for Microsoft partners, right? So there's this need doesn't go away, and no matter where you are, it exists.
Exactly. And I mean, in the last few years with the evolution of virtualization, I mean, the amount of training that an IT professional is requiring is doubling, and the amount of money and resources that's going into the IT department is shrinking. So really trying to find that balance, and that's really where we focus at here at TrainSignal, is offering really great quality on-the-job training affordably.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And I, you know, Veeam and TrainSignal go way back. We've co-sponsored events. There have been tracks done on Veeam products. And even before I worked at Veeam, guys, I'll just tell you, I've watched a few of the videos. There's some real top-notch guys there. Like, you know, of course, David Davis produces a lot of material. Scott D. Lowe, that is. Well, a new Scott Lowe, other Scott Lowe. Both Scott Lowe's are working on stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. And Elias Knaser, one of my buddies, right? So you've got big names that produce this content. You know, a lot of the products across the whole IT stack, right? We're not just limited to VMware, not limited to Microsoft. What are some of the big product families that you have there, Gary?
Well, definitely anything with virtualization. Right now, our VMware lineup is probably one of our largest. We've also been building out our Citrix lineup. But we were actually a company that was founded on Microsoft training. Our first stuff was actually Microsoft Server 2000. So our core server lineup is still a real big product lineup. And in reality, that's what you're virtualizing. So you always need to understand how the server works, whether it's a physical or virtual server. And then the classic certifications, your CompTIA A+, Network Plus, CCNA, those are always annual top sellers. And also really big in the industry. I mean, if you're looking to break into the industry, those are probably the three certifications that you'll see on most entry-level positions.
Yeah, definitely, and as well as if you're trying to pick up a minor, right? Suppose somebody goes the VMware route and, you know, VMware VCP, something like that. Well, as you become better at virtualization, you'll find that you find your responsibilities reaching into other areas, network, storage, security, those types of things. So, you know, it's not a single certification world, and having those other certifications to round out the IT pro, that's really the best way to go about it.
Absolutely.
So what we want to talk about today, Gary, is Microsoft certification. And I'm going somewhat by memory, but that's why I have you on the show. You can kind of bring me back to correctness. If I remember right, you know, the MCSE and MCSA that was, I guess, current until about, say, 2006, 2007, that at the time was paused or deprecated in favor of the MCITP, so things like server admin, enterprise admin kind of took the place of that, but now we're seeing a rebirth of the MCSE. Give us what's going on there.
Yeah, so back at Microsoft Management Summit in April, so a little over a month ago, Microsoft came out and announced that they were bringing back VMCSE. And this is really big news. It's something that back since 2008 when they went away from it, that the community has been clamoring about. I mean, people really loved the MCSA, MCSE path and the brand that was associated with it. I mean, it was a very powerful certification. And you still today on job posts will see MCSE instead of MCITP because a lot of hiring companies don't even know that this other certification really took over for a couple years. And so it was an exciting announcement. They have brought it back in almost like a phased effort right now. They brought back the one MCSE for the IT Pro, which is the private cloud MCSE. And really, it's based on the Windows Server 2008 exams. If you take, there's three exams, the 7640, which is the Active Directory exam, the 7642, which is the Network Infrastructure exam, and the 7646, which is the Server Administrator exam. Those three will now get you your MCSA, and then you need to add on two, as they're calling them, private cloud exams, which are focused on System Center 2012. Or I actually think you can take an alternative of a System Center 2010 exam as well. But you take all those five exams, and then you end up with your MCSE right now. They've also branded it across all the different niches. So in the past, you had your Microsoft IT administrator exams, and then you had your developer exams. And the certifications were not a one-to-one nice pyramid like you see in Cisco or in VMware where they have the desktop administration or desktop virtualization and the server virtualization pyramids that look very similar. They didn't have that on Microsoft, and they've now brought that back. So the other MCSE that's currently available is there are two SQL Server MCSEs that they've also launched. And with this news, they're definitely transitioning back into the MCSE. So at the end of the year here, when we start seeing Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012 and more of the System Center stuff, you're going to start seeing more and more of these MCSEs become available.
Gotcha. Because when I went the MCSA route, I didn't go all the way MCSE back in the day. I did leverage the SQL Server track for my application. And that's just really because of my experience at the time. And actually, I guess right now I'd probably go the System Center route. So it's good that there are options depending on where you are. Because, you know, the fact is everyone can't really be everything to every app, to every product line in the Microsoft realm. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. And one thing that I'm really personally really excited about with the new MCSE is the way that they are forming them are not these perfect silos. We're not in a world where most, I'll emphasize most, Exchange administrators are only touching Exchange. They're touching Windows Server, and they're touching SharePoint, and they're touching Link, and they're touching all these other applications and servers that if you're just getting a certification on Exchange or, for example, with System Center, if you're just getting a System Center certification with the way that they had the old MCITPs, you really didn't need to know that much about how it interacted with the other applications. And that's not a real representation of what you do in your day-to-day job. Mm-hmm. And so with the new certifications, they're really focused on how those things tie in together. And hopefully with the new exams, since the current exams that they've released are all pre-existing exams, I'm hoping that with the new exams that they're going to be releasing here over the next 6 to 12 months, they even get more into that with the questions that they're asking.
Okay, so it's a somewhat, I don't want to say seamless, but it's not an impossible voyage. So if you've invested in the MCITP track and MCTS track, like I have, then to course correct back to the MCSE is not a you know, impossible task. Is that a fair statement?
Exactly. And actually, if you had the MCITP Server Administrator, which maps one-to-one with the new MCSA, you actually woke up the next morning, looked in your MCP website, and saw that you now had the MCSA as well. So they are making it, knock on wood, fairly seamless. I found it a little interesting and a little confusing that they did this mid-cycle. I know that they wanted to make this announcement at MMS and have the new System Center exams available with the launch of System Center, but to have the old Server 2008 stuff still be the core of it, or the old MCITP exams still be the core of the new MCSA and MCITP, it definitely caused some confusion. And I know that a lot of people over here were asking us, what are they doing? Like, I don't understand why they're changing this up midstream. They probably could have made it a little bit more seamless had they waited until the 2012 exams were there. That's Microsoft Learning's choice, not mine.
Well, you know, with that, you know, and I'm also going to put links in the podcast notes to some recent blog posts that you've done, Gary, but, you know, you weren't always perfectly happy with the new MCSC. In fact, you've got a blog post, Five Ways That They Screwed Up, is your term. Nonetheless, it's not necessarily an optimal aspect in a couple of ways. Can you talk about those a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, like I just mentioned, the fact that they did it mid-cycle and why they hadn't waited till Server 2012 came out here in, let's knock on wood and say, 5 months.
Just say 2012 at some point.
Yeah, we know in 2012, exactly. And just focused on the environments that already had cycled through to the new revisions, like SQL Server, that makes complete sense. All those exams are going to be focused on the SQL Server 2012. Same thing with System Center. Now that that's RTM'd, I mean, having those certification, the new certifications focused on Server 2012 makes complete sense. So I think it was they just tried to rush it back because everything does tie into the Windows Server that they did it midstream. But that was definitely one. Another thing that they're requiring, which as a value of the certification, I think is great, but as a person who is certified, I know that this has caused frustration and caused issues with other companies, is they're requiring recertification. And now, I really, really believe in recertification, but one thing that you have to be careful with is how you force recertification. Because there are certain certs out there, like the Cisco CCNA, and actually almost the entire Cisco lineup requires recertification. And that's because that certification stays the same. It's the same acronym, same letters that you're putting on at your as your suffix on your resume and everything. And the technology is changing over the years. So it's very important that Cisco keep people trained on what the new software is that they're doing. Now, with Microsoft, it's a little bit different of an environment because, I mean, you can go out into the world today and, I mean, yeah, you probably see a few NT, server NT boxes, but not as much. But you will see a Windows Server 2000 and 2003 boxes intermingled with the Server 2008 boxes. I mean, it takes a lot of money to go through that upgrade process. And so if someone is certified MCSA, MCSE in 2000 or 2003, they're focused on that. And if you're requiring them to get recertified on the new topics, well, then that's not really what they are focused on in their day-to-day business. And that might not be what a company needs. They might need someone who still needs to know Server 2000, 2003, and if you bring someone in who's been recertified with a new MCSE on 2012 in a couple of months, they're going to go back to a Windows 2000 box, and sure, the core hasn't changed. I mean, the kernel's still, for the majority, is very similar, but there's a lot of functionality that doesn't exist, and so if you're going to correct problems, you have to correct them in a different way.
Yeah, in my experience, the weird thing was, the moment I step backwards, then some like prerequisites and dependencies and stupid things like to make this change it requires a reboot, those types of things come up when I go backwards. And, you know, partly I've forgotten some of these things. I'm sure I could fake my way through NT at this point. I do have a virtual machine of Windows 3.1 networking, or well, it's a 3.11 for work groups. I got NT4 as a virtual machine at home. I've got one of everything, right? But I never use them. And then go the other way, right? One of my fears that I had when I fully kind of like took this virtualization thing and went full steam with it in like 2006 and 2007, I started to think, and I'm like, this may totally remove my pressing desire, or pressing need to modernize operating systems. You know, if I have an app that just works fine on 2003 and Windows 2000, am I really pressed to, you know, do something about it as a virtual machine? That's another discussion, but, you know, those skills don't necessarily go away, and, you know, Microsoft's a safe bet certification-wise. I know that I've done, I guess, most of my certification work in the Microsoft realm, and you do have a lot of people that, you know, throw out MCSE, and it's been a decade for them, but, you know, it's personally, I'd rather them say MCSE for a product. Like VMware says VCP4, VCP5, mm-hmm. VCP3, something, because it's really product, you know, life cycle, product generation driven. I think that's a fair statement with the MCSE.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, other companies have run into some pretty big backlash. I mean, CompTIA back in, I think it's going on two and a half years ago, when they announced that they were going to require everyone who got the A+, Network Plus, Security Plus to get recertified, which, I go back to the Cisco example, if you're keeping the same acronyms, you should be required to recertify, especially with as much as changed over the last few years with security. But they took a huge backlash, and they actually had to back up and say that, give everyone, I think it was like almost a year and a half of time, that anyone who got certified before that date was certified for life, and then anyone in the future was going to have to recertify. And that gets a little goofy too, because then you've got someone who has an A+ from 2002, and then you've got someone who's got it in 2012, and those technologies are so different, but yet on a resume, you really can't tell the difference. So I do believe in recertification. I think it's just something you have to be very careful with and how you implement it.
Well, and that's also one of the call to action, really. Once you get a certification, every issuing authority for that has different rules, right? So in the Microsoft realm, you could update it by taking usually one test of basically what's new for the new server or that type of thing. And VMware, you could take the test for people coming from, you know, previous version of VCP to the next version. So wherever you invest your certification, also, you know, ensure that you invest what it takes to keep it up, because there are plenty of situations, and I'm sure Microsoft is included, where if you go dark on your certifications, then in a lot of senses you may have to start over. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. In the end, certification is just an acknowledgement from a higher body saying that you know how to do this in your job. And that's what it's really all about. I mean, sure, I know we've got some team members here at TrainSignal that go out to get certifications just so that they continue to build their certification. I mean, Ed Lieberman and Peter Brzezzi have dozens. I think that they're both in the like 20 plus range of certifications that they have right now. And like, there are times where they'll just go out to get a certification just so that they can add it to their belt. But in the end, what certifications truly have been developed for is so that you can prove to your employer or to a potential employer, or to, like, if you're a consultant, to the different clients that you're working with, that you are an expert in this, and you can apply this knowledge to the environment. Because everyone's environment is going to be a little bit different, but you've got the basic understanding that's going to allow you to get this done on the job. Mm-hmm. And so I really believe that you just got to make sure that we're constant, never-ending improvements and focused on our own personal development and knowledge all the time. I mean, you got to keep up with it, and you got to know what to do on your job on a regular basis.
Well, and that's another good point, is that the job is another aspect of it, right? If you're, you know, building your own personal brand, your competency level, your experience level, you know, the training, the certification path is part of it, on the job experience is part of it. And, you know, together, those two vehicles will really push you the farthest. I know that when I used to be a manager of an infrastructure group, and I looked for both, right? You know, sure, training certification alone can get you a job, and then, you know, couple that with advanced work experience, and that can really define your career, you know. So they all work together, and, you know, I think that that's great advice. Any final thoughts on the new Microsoft MCSE?
I would just say one, and this is my pitch to Microsoft. I'll use your podcast as my soapbox.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I feel like there's one thing missing from the new MCSE. And they tried to do this about a year, year and a half ago with the 83640, which is a true environment that you go into and configure freely as an exam. So basically like a hands-on exam where you're actually getting onto a server, configuring things, and doing it. Leading back to what we just talked about, that's all about actually doing it in a work environment. You may have three or more ways to configure one setting in pretty much any application nowadays, because you got command line interfaces, you got multiple GUIs, you got wizards, you got all kinds of different ways to configure things. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it doesn't really matter if you only know one way or if you know all three ways. It's the fact that you're able to execute on it. Yeah. And so I would love to see Microsoft follow in the footsteps of what some of these other companies are. I know VMware does a great job of this, is actually putting test questions that are actual server environments. Get on there, configure it, and run some sort of test script to verify that it was configured properly and that the security and nothing else was diminished because of the way you configured it. Because to me, that's a true test. And I think that it could only increase the value of that certification for anyone getting it if that was the style of test opposed to true, false, multiple choice, match these lists type questions.
Yeah, and I'll admit that when I don't know an answer, I start going mechanical, right? So I'm looking for, especially on multiple choice, you know, what's the clearly wrong answer? And then what are the two that are most possibly right? And usually, you know, you can kind of back solve to figure out, you can really dissect the question, right? So that strategy kicks in, and if it was true hands-on only, you really don't have that opportunity. So I'm with you, Gary, that, you know, to really define the integrity and the real value of what it brings you in terms of a certification, you know, proof that one can do said task, I think that really increases the value of it. Well, hey, Gary, this has been an awesome podcast. I'm going to put links to Train Signal as well as to your recent blogs on the new MCSE. I love the post, you know, the five ways Microsoft screwed up bringing back the MCSE, as well as five ways Microsoft succeeded in bringing back the MCSE. The final answer is really something had to be done, and they did something about it, I guess. Nonetheless, this is what it is. Gary, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.